the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, which is also the first Mishnah in Sefer Zrayim, and the first Mishnah in Shas, discusses the timing of the nighttime Shema. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to say Shema every night. There's a discussion exactly what are the parameters of night. Bottom line is that Kriyat Shema must be said after Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out, which in Yerushalayim, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds, is around 18 or 20 minutes after Shkia, after sunset. And then the Mishnah tells us that the Shema should be said until Chatzos, until midnight, halachic midnight. If one missed it and did not say it before halachic midnight, one can in fact say Shema and daven Marv all night. There are many poskim who would say that it's better to daven without a minyan before midnight than to daven after midnight with a minyan. Now, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema at night, it must be after Tzeis HaKochavim. So let's say when you're making early Shabbos, I know growing up in Queens, early Shabbos, they were very careful to announce that everyone must repeat all three paragraphs of Shema. However, at the general minyan, which is right after Shkia, I do not remember hearing such an announcement. Right after Shkia, when we daven Maariv, it's okay to daven Maariv then, but we do not fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema, because it's not yet Tzeis HaKochavim. Saying Shema after, right after sunset is like saying Shema right before sunset, and you must repeat it again after Tzeis HaKochavim, which in Yerushalayim is around 18 or 20 minutes after sunset. In the United States and in Europe, it is later, and one should find out exactly what time, and that's when Shema must be said after Tzeis HaKochavim, after dark, and before halachic midnight.